You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Welcome back to Empathica Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Back at it. We are looking for more bands to play for metal, hardcore, punk, independent, unsigned. Send them our way. You can submit your stuff to empathicaradio@gmail.com, and we will get back with you and get you on the show. All we offer is free promotion. Yeah, that's what we do.
For free.
For free. It's a free service. We don't make anything on it. We don't make anything off of you. Just wait. We're here to do this because this is what we like to do.
We don't have anything better to do with our Sundays?
No, nothing.
Pretty much what it is.
No. I mean, we could be spending with our families, but we...
They suck.
Yeah, we decided against that. We said, nope, we got to start a podcast.
That's what Saturday's for.
Yes.
You get one day out of the week.
Yeah. We get another day. Mm-hmm. It's the way it is. So, read an article this week. Little article. I don't know. Is something blowing up? Is that what's going on?
What is that noise?
Oh, it's a fucking jet going over my house. That's what it is. I'm right over Scott Air Force Base's landing pattern.
Oh, really?
So they just...
That's like the first time I've ever heard over here.
It's weird. I guess they must use different. Yeah. But for sometimes it'll switch and they'll just
every once in a while.
Roll over the house.
Yeah.
Which is cool for air shows because I get to see them landing. Yeah. So I don't even have to go anywhere. They just all come right over my house. Yeah. So, read a little article. Apparently, Dave Mustaine and Chris Barnes... got into a little argument on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't even know about what. Don't care. But the headline of the article is awesome. Two assholes call each other assholes on Twitter. It's got me thinking, who are the biggest to you, like the biggest assholes?
Because they're all assholes.
They're all assholes. But I mean,
who does everybody hate? The most,
it seems like, but yet the
giant gaping asshole you can think of.
Right. Who do you think the most hated is? But they still have a huge fan base. I'm not taking away from that they don't.
Yeah.
They're not nobodies, but people still hate them. Like for me, like the Dave Mustaine and Chris Barnes, it's pretty legit. A lot of people hate them and think they're assholes.
Chris Barnes?
Oh, he's a dick.
I always think more Dave Mustaine, but.
Oh, I mean, nowadays.
He's just got chip on his shoulder because he's not part of Metallica.
Right. But, oh, definitely Chris Barnes. It's been getting worse throughout the years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people, don't like him anymore. He's just a big douche.
Uh-oh.
But people still love his music. Not that he doesn't have fans.
Yeah.
But the rest of the metal world is like, this guy's a dick. Which, I'm sure Danzig falls in that category.
Yeah. That was one of my picks. This is hard to whittle down to, just a couple.
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's probably I'm trying to think of the heavy hitters.
Right.
You know? Right. I don't know if Phil Anselmo counts, but I think a lot of people just don't like him.
Yeah, probably just because of his general attitude,
I guess. But it seems like it's the cool thing now. The cool thing back in the day was to like Phil Anselmo.
Yeah.
You had to like Phil. It was cool. Now the cool thing is to hate him,
yeah.
It seems like. Because all I do is read art.
How that switch on him? What's the deal?
I think it's the younger generation getting into metal, just don't care about Pantera, and just they're just like, oh, fuck that guy, he's a douche. He's done some stupid shit.
Did he say something racist during a concert a while back? Was it him?
Yeah.
And then he had to go and apologize for it later.
Yeah. No, what he did was, it was at some kind of Dimebag festival or...
Reunion type.
No, it was what do you call it? Honoring Dimebag.
Right, right. No, I understand what you're saying.
And he was there, a bunch of bands were there, famous bands, whatever. And apparently, I'm not sticking up for him. This was his side of the story, which I could pretty much believe because he's not the smartest fucking guy on the planet. But he was drinking white wine. They were they were all sitting around smashing bottles of white wine.
They went from Jack Daniels to white wine.
So he apparently was making Nazi salutes and yelling out white power because he was yelling out that because he was drinking white wine over red wine.
You know what?
He was making a joke, one person heard it and was like, oh, you fucking racist. But it was like he was being just a drunk idiot.
You know, every time my wife drinks wine, she starts saluting too. I have no idea what the fuck it is. Now I know. I get it. I didn't get the joke before, but now
right.
I do.
Right.
Okay.
I think he was just making a really bad joke.
Because he was drunk.
Because he's drunk. And he's like, oh, white power, because he's drinking white wine over red wine. You know what I mean? So it's like,
I'm sure that was it.
No, I'm sure there wasn't 100% it, but.
Because it wouldn't have been a joke if he said red power.
Well, that was.
Red power. If he's right. Drinking red wine.
Right. That was why he was making the joke, but like everybody got pissed off.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
No, you can't make any joke.
No.
You can't joke about anything.
No.
Without, like I said, you're a racist.
Yeah.
Or you're a bigot. You're
sexist. Whatever.
It's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
He wasn't yelling the N-word out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, ha, I'm just joking. Like, no, I don't think you were. But I'm not saying you should be doing what he was doing. But
one,
consider the source on who it is. It's Phil Anselmo. And like Brendan said, he's been doing shit like that his whole fucking career.
Yeah.
His whole career. Why is it now all of a sudden he's like, oh, he's a piece of shit racist. Why didn't you say that?
In the 90s.
90s. And now with everybody's like, oh, Confederate flags are racism. You know, okay. Why weren't you telling that to Dimebag with his fucking Confederate flag guitar? It was cool then. No, it's just Southern. Right. It's just a Southern thing. Yeah. Now, no. If he was still alive today, what the fuck would they say?
Yeah.
It's just like people just need to get the fuck over themselves. Just lighten up. Have a sense of humor.
No. Satire's dead. Can't make fun of anything.
That's not fun for me.
What else do we have left?
Yeah. What else is left if I can't just make fun of things?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen? I think your brother posted this one. Or sorry, Brendan's brother posted this once. It was a pie chart, and it said like different things, and the main thing, like 95% of it was black, and it says laughs at things you shouldn't laugh at, or jokes about things you shouldn't joke about, and it like breaks you down into what you do in your daily thing, and like it says 95% is that's what he does is joke about shit you shouldn't. And to me, it's like that's how I feel. There's so much, like, I love the memes that come out after something tragic happens.
Yeah, those are fun.
I mean, to me, it's like I just can't wait for something to happen now. So the memes, because I laugh so much. Like, so far, I think this year the best was the American Airlines. When they beat up that passenger for not getting off the plane.
Yeah.
And all the memes that were coming out. Oh, my God. That poor guy got his ass kicked. But, motherfucker, it was like an hour later, there's 1,000 memes out there. People are just waiting on their keyboards for something to happen. And they're just like, gotcha. And they're, just, and they're legit funny is the thing.
Right.
Oh, there's other stuff I want to say, but I'm not going to. Because somebody's going to be listening and get their fucking feelings hurt.
Yeah.
They'll get their feelings. Oh, I'm not going to listen to these guys anymore because they were. So I can't even say it. And it takes the fun out of it because nobody has a fucking spine anymore.
Well, back to the main thing then.
Right. Besides us being assholes, who else is assholes?
We know we're assholes.
Right. I know I am.
Who do you think, man?
I was thinking Glenn Danzig. But
yeah, I was.
God damn it.
Everyone throws him up.
Yeah.
Why does everyone throw him up?
He's an asshole.
But then, what's his name? Doyle left the Misfits and is playing with Danzig. And, I mean, he's brothers with Jerry Only. And in interviews, Danzig seems like more of a dick.
Right.
And Jerry Only seems like a swell fella and friendly. But everybody keeps leaving the Misfits.
That's true.
Yeah. So
that's true.
Who knows?
Well, I think with Danzig, I think that's just always been his punk rock attitude.
Yeah.
Like a hard-ass
attitude. Hard-ass, I don't care.
Yeah, it's just like, oh.
I don't care.
I don't smile.
I don't smile. I'm dark. I'm evil Elvis. You know? Then I get it. I think, like I said, back in the 80s and early 90s, that shit was cool. You were like, man, this motherfucker's hard.
Mm-hmm.
We don't fuck with Danzig. And now you're just like.
The other thing, too, is we thought it was cool when we were like in high school.
Yeah.
And now that we're adults, we're like,
what a dick.
Yeah.
That's kind of a douchebag.
Yeah, what a jerk. Yeah. If that guy talked to me that way, I'd punch him in his fucking face. Like that one guy did. And got knocked him the fuck out.
It was the guy, what was that band? It was like Kings of South.
I don't remember. They were like a local band.
Yes.
I think they were a local band, and he cut his time. They wouldn't let him play, so he was only there like that.
He just straight up said, I don't like him, so he like cut him short.
Right.
And then him and the...
The show was running late, and he cut them short so he could go on in time. Something like that.
And they were just like pissed because they wanted to play, and he was like, the dude just went up to him to ask him what the fuck.
Straight up to him,
what the fuck, dude? And he's like, get the fuck out of my face. And it's like, dude... Danzig reared back, and that guy knocked him the fuck out. Danzig, you're old, man. Your timing's just not there anymore.
Yeah.
And the dude was like twice your size and height.
Yeah.
Which, no offense, but I don't think that's very hard to do with him anymore, being taller than him. But
I read an article, and they were interviewing one of the guys from that band.
Yeah.
Whose singer knocked him out, you know?
Right.
And they're like... It kind of sucks because now we're just the band who hits Glenn Danzig. Oh, you're those guys.
But that's cool though. I mean, it's not like you got beat up.
But that's all they got now. You know what I mean? Like, no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're that guy.
Hey, you gotta take what you can get.
But
you're damn right. That guy knocked him the fuck out.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. You can play.
Yeah, there's a video of it.
It knocked him the fuck out. Yeah. Danzig went right.
Didn't Glenn Danzig push him first?
Yeah. Danzig pushed him and the dude knocked him the fuck out.
Yeah.
He pushed him, and I think if you watch the video, he pushed the dude and like started rearing back, but he's so slow.
I don't know if he was trying to defend himself.
No, I don't think so. I think he was going to hit
him. Whatever it was, it wasn't quick enough.
Nope. That dude was bigger, quicker. He was stronger.
Younger.
I'm sure that dude got his ass handed to him afterwards by the bouncers.
Right, yeah, who knows,
You never heard that, though. I wonder what happened. What happened to him after he knocked Glenn Danzig out? Did he just get pummeled out in the fucking parking lot by security?
No, I'm sure they had people on both sides. Because it was like their buddies were all around him on both sides.
I think it just got broke up real quick.
Yeah, I think they just pulled him straight.
So was that before Danzig went on stage then? Or was that after?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
How'd you like going out there to play and you got a big old fucking shiner? Because he won't even tour anymore.
No.
Danzig's done touring.
Really?
Nope. He'll do like festivals and stuff like that. But he's not. He said he's done touring. Because he beat somebody else up.
Did he?
Yeah. Some guy was like taking pictures of him during the show with his phone. And Danzig doesn't like that. Which, it's 2017, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the fuck over it.
Yeah.
Don't take pictures of me. Why? Why the fuck not?
That's what people want to do.
So he got mad. He kept yelling at the guy in the crowd. When the guy came up to him, like, afterwards, somehow, which I don't get when this happens. How do you even make it over there?
Yeah.
You made it to, like, the tour bus and was, like, had his camera on. Danzig, like, beat him up. Beat him up or broke his camera, did something.
Right.
And he got in a little bit of trouble for that. And then he was just like, oh, I'm done touring. I'm not touring anymore. But he still does, like, festivals. He still does live gigs. It's just...
Like here and there.
Yeah, you're not going to see him do a coast-to-coast tour or whatever.
I think he was also just kind of a weirdo, too. You know, because he was always in that, oh, I'm so dark and angsty.
Right.
He's just weird. Like, I watched interviews of him. Like, a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
I love his music and stuff, but, like, if he's that way all the time, that's weird. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like... You look at some people and you're like, that's just a show. You know what I mean? You see like the Marilyn Manson and shit. That's just a show. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's not that all. This guy, really, I think he's like that all the time. Right.
I believe
he probably sleeps in leather pants. You know?
Well, it's like, was it like Danny Filth? I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
So there's like, he's just in like normal clothes.
Yeah.
Out and about, taking pictures, doing whatever. You know, he's not like in his... The crazy shit that he wears on stage 24/7, you know, because like there's it's a show, but I think when you start making that your real life, people are just like, Jesus Christ, could you imagine like Danzig's one of your friends and you're like, he walks into your house and you're having a party and everybody's like, ah, oh, fuck,
yeah, you're having like a Christmas party,
right?
He's all dressed in black, like, god damn it,
it's
supposed to be an ugly sweater contest,
right? Here. You're in a black t-shirt, Glenn, what the fuck.
It's what I wear.
Or maybe just no t-shirt. I mean, just
He probably doesn't wear a shirt.
Just leather pants.
Leather pants.
There's big belt buckle skulls on it.
God damn
it's 28 degrees outside. What the fuck are you doing?
Be like, hey, dude, I'm having a party. Be like, is Glenn coming? Yeah. Ah, oh, fuck, man, I don't want to go. Shit. It's an ugly Christmas sweater party. But you know what? You ain't going to fucking wear. He'll have something dark on. He'll wear just a black sweatshirt. I'm here to party.
With the Danzig skull.
Never yeah, of course. Got to advertise. Like with the Chris Barnes thing.
Mm.
He got in some trouble. Oh, geez. Man, maybe 3-4 years ago. I don't even say trouble. He was on tour with Cattle Decapitation.
Mm.
And the way the story goes from all the stuff I read, Cattle Decapitation was bringing in a bigger crowd.
Yeah.
And 6 Feet Under was headlining. But I guess people were doing the whole Mortician thing.
Oh.
Leaving.
Uh-huh.
You know, the crowd wasn't as big. And I think Chris Barnes was butthurt about it. And I guess him and the singer from Cattle got in a little words, and like Chris Barnes sucker punched him.
Yeah.
He like punched him and then ran and went and hit on his tour bus.
Yeah.
And shit. You know, it's like, so yeah, he's become a big fucking,
yeah.
He's just a big asshole. He hasn't really done anything relevant in a long time.
Yeah.
Shit, as far as I'm concerned, he hasn't really done anything relevant since their first album, yeah, The Haunted. Yeah. He said they've had some decent albums after that, but nothing compares to that first one.
No. Every single song, that was freaking awesome.
Right. And then, you know, of course, when he was in Cannibal Corpse, it was all good. But, like, so technically, if you're still riding that you were the original member of Cannibal Corpse, nobody fucking cares anymore.
Yeah.
You know, because George Fisher has done just fine.
Yeah.
And the band has done just fine without you. And, of course, Dave Mustaine is just crazy.
He's just a drunk.
But. Yeah, that was very mean of you to say, Travis.
Sorry. Is he recovering?
That dude is just nuts. Like, I think all the drugs and the booze just fried his fucking brain. Because he, like, goes on, like, political rants and shit like that. And you're just like, what the fuck? It's like, dude,
I mean,
do you even know what you're talking about?
If you get kicked out of, like, Metallica because you're too drunk... Then you definitely have a problem.
Right.
You know?
I mean, think about it. Could you imagine being the guy?
Because they're dicks, too.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck, this dude's on a different level of asshole-ishness.
Right.
We can't have him.
Can you imagine the three of us right here? All of a sudden, this company comes in, like, we want to be a major supporter of this podcast. We're going to pay you lots of money for advertising, but you got to get rid of Travis.
Well, I've been here the least amount.
He's got to go. We've listened. We love everything. But him, that dude's got to go. And then me and Brendan got to look at each other and go, fuck, Travis, bro, you got to go. Could you imagine that? That you were on the verge of making... Because that's what happened. They were going to get signed. Right. And they came in and said, we'll sign you, but that motherfucker's got to go. So they said, no problem. They woke him up. Yeah. They had his bags packed. They walked him out to a bus and put him on a bus. He didn't even know what the fuck was going on because he was hungover as fuck. They got on the bus and they sent his ass back to L.A. because they were in New York. Can you imagine halfway home, you're like, wait a minute, what the fuck's going on here?
He, like, wakes up with vomit on his shoulder.
We love everything about your band but him. He's got to go. I mean, Jesus Christ, how much of an asshole can you be?
I mean, I guess he still did all right for himself.
Huh? Yeah, he did fine. Yeah. He came in, he made plenty of good records. I love a lot of their old records.
That was always kind of a thing, like a beef between him and Metallica.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, Lars is a douche.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, he's just...
We got big by bootlegging our shit. Now we're big. You better not bootleg our shit. I mean, that's pretty much what it came down to.
We ripped off all these bands from Europe.
Yeah.
The first fucking, you know...
You're right.
Infancy of Metallica.
We did everything, got big by trading tapes. Get our shit out there. Now we're fucking huge. What was that called, Brendan? Do you remember?
What's that, Napster?
Napster.
And all that shit. Yep. Yeah.
Napster came out like, wait, you can't bootleg our shit? What was it, South Park? When they made fun of that, saying that he had to wait an extra week to get his gold toilet because of the bootleggers.
Did you ever watch that documentary with them?
No. Which one was it?
I think it was the Some Kind of Monster one.
Yeah, no, it's that. On Netflix,
so
but I haven't watched it.
So about this, I guess it was around the same time as the whole Napster bullshit, maybe not. But they show him, and he decides he wants to just sell all the artwork in his house First of all, we don't. If we sold the artwork in our house, it would be
at a yard sale.
It'd be at a yard sale. So he had all this artwork, and it's all this weird, trippy shit. It looks like someone just threw paint on the wall.
Yeah.
And but he sells it like at a real auction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he ends up making like millions. It's millions of dollars.
God.
Just so he can go out and buy different stuff. He's like, that artwork was from a different time of my life, and I just don't really feel that way anymore. Can you imagine just selling some shit out of your house and making like $10 million?
$10 million?
Yeah.
I'd be happy. Time. Hey, I'd be happy to sell some out of my house and get $1 million. I'd be happy to get $1,000 out of something. God damn.
Name one object in your house worth more than a grand.
Fuck, I don't have anything in this house worth over a grand, probably, when it comes down to it. Except, like, that I could resell?
Yeah.
No.
It'd be like my wife's ring.
Yeah. That's about it. That would be about it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Maybe one of our cars. That's not really
That don't count. Don't count.
Yeah.
Cars don't count. I'm inside this house. Something that would be over $1,000. No.
We could probably make quite a bit off of our kids if we sold them.
On the,
to the right people.
Whoa. What are you saying, Travis?
Not
what?
Sell. Just give them away. You know,
like adoption? Are you talking like? But what are you saying, bro?
I was going with adoption.
Okay,
whatever you want to call it, Steve.
Well, I wasn't talking about human trafficking.
Yeah,
I was thinking more along the line of something that wasn't alive.
No. Okay.
God damn, you really know how to cross the line, don't you?
Wait a minute, something that's not alive. Are you suggesting you kill your kids and
sell
them as meat?
Like the deer when you take the deer.
Yeah.
I want my kid back. I want someone else's kid.
I want someone else's kid. Damn it.
I want my kid.
I want my kid.
All in summer sausages, please.
Yeah. And some Smokies. I like Smokies. No, but
anyway, so he's a dick.
I can't think of anybody else, really. Well, I mean. God, I mean, there's probably so many that we don't even know about.
Hey, remember when we were first met, and I guess sounds gay, I was getting to know you or whatever?
Yeah.
And I threw this question out to you because I knew the answer.
Yes.
What was the question?
Do you like Five Finger Death Punch?
And I asked him that knowing what he was going to say, or hoping he was going to say.
Right.
Is, fuck those guys, which he did, thankfully.
Yeah. If
you
had been fuck like, those guys. Those are my exact words.
Because if you would have been like, oh, yeah, I'd be like, fuck.
Cheers, I can't hang out with this guy.
Yeah.
I wonder if we just alienated a bunch of people.
Yeah, we're probably just, yeah, God.
No, not at all. And when people tell me that, like, yeah, listen to heavy stuff, listen to Five Finger Death Punch, I just want to, like, punch myself in the face.
Maybe that's what it means.
That's what I want to do. I just want to punch myself in the face.
But they're like one of those bands that people just love to hate them.
I guess.
I know nothing about them.
I don't like them. I only know what I read about them.
Right.
And I'll read stuff from time to time. Yeah, because it's always something stupid. Their singer's always pissed drunk and
fighting
the band on stage or fighting people on an airplane. Screaming. Yeah, he got kicked off an airplane one time. He's like, don't you know who I am? And they're like, fuck no, we don't know who you are. Get the fuck out of here.
You look like doctors off planes. Fuck you.
Yeah, we beat up doctors and kick them off planes. Who the fuck do you think you are? So I always read shit about him. It's always him. That's the thing.
Right,
you don't really hear much about the other band.
No. They have families and normal lives.
Right. And I think they were they all like career musicians? For the most part, all came from like other bands. Not really known, but they've been in the industry for a while, and they got this band together, and it like blew up. But they get this douche that keeps ruining it for him. Like, he walked off stage somewhere in, was it Australia? No, it was somewhere in Europe, I think. And they're just like, what the fuck? So like, they have to go back out there and do a free show for these people.
Yeah.
Because he did it like the first song in. He's like, fuck you, I'm out of here. And he fucking walked off. Jeez. It's like, who the fuck? You can't do that in this day and age. You know, it's like we say about work. We're all fucking replaceable.
Yeah.
And so are you, dude. Because right. There's probably fucking 10,000 people on this planet that can sing.
That can do what you do.
That can do what you do, dude. And won't be a fucking shithead on stage.
Right.
Oh, I got to go back to rehab. Dude, you go there every other fucking month. It's time to fucking sever it and just get rid of them. Maybe I'd have a little more respect for the band. Probably not.
I think some of them guys, they feel like that's what they have to do.
Like be dicks?
It's rock and roll. Gotta do drugs and drink and fuck women.
Well, I'm not saying you have to be being nice. You don't have to be up there and like kiss everybody's ass.
Right.
But when it comes to performing, I don't give a fuck who you are, dude. You better go out there and give it everything you got every time. And then if you want to be a dick outside of that, whatever. That's your own problem. But to do it on stage, but there's plenty of bands that have done that. Fuck, when we saw Danzig that one time, he threw the floor monitor across the stage and spit on the fucking sound guy or whoever the kid was because the one monitor wasn't working up front. First song, he comes out and he's singing. I don't even remember his plan. And he's like, he pointed at the monitor and was like doing this because it wasn't on, I guess, wasn't working.
Right.
And they must have been back there fucking with the dials trying to get it to work. And he's like pointing at it really fucking hard. Like, you know, he didn't break the song. He's singing. And he's like pointing at, like pretty much saying, it ain't fucking working.
Right.
Dude, there's like six monitors up there.
Yeah, go stand in front of another one. Yeah,
go stand in front of a different one, bro. So then all of a sudden, in between one of the parts when he wasn't singing during the song, he fucking picked the monitor up and threw it across the fucking stage and then started singing in. He's walking around like a badass. Sure. And right when he did that, one of the, I don't want to say sound guy, but probably one of the stage handlers comes running out to grab the monitor and drag it off the stage.
Right.
And he runs up to it and he's like bent down to pick it up and his back's to Danzig and Danzig's just having to be in his area while he's walking and singing. And he fucking spit on the kid. Spits on him. And then fucking starts, dude, I ought to turn around and threw that fucking monitor at him. I mean, the poor kid probably didn't even know what happened.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, he spit on his back.
Actually,
it's like, what the
actually,
fuck?
Actually, he probably sold the shirt on eBay for a few $100.
Yeah, Danzig spit on me. No, fuck you. I don't care who you are. I'm coming after you if you fucking spit on me. I mean, fuck, he might have kicked my ass. Don't know, but you got to, no. No way, dude.
That's that douchiness, though.
But, you know, yeah, why do you got to be like that? If I'd have been up there and that monitor wouldn't have worked, I'd have been like, I wouldn't even pointed it out. I would have waited till after the song and maybe ran over to the sound guy real quick. But hey, that fucking monitor's not on. And then came back out and kept doing my thing. And if it didn't work, whatever. That's the name of the game. There's more important shit going on right now other than one out of six monitors not working.
I think that's their shtick, though, is to...
You got to maintain that image.
Maintain that hard-ass fucking kick-ass image.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
To me, it's just like... I see it as like a show. You know what I mean? That image is just, to me, a show.
Right.
If that's just your everyday life, then that sucks.
That fucking sucks.
What do you do? Like, you go to a restaurant and they fucking...
Spit on them?
They make your steak medium.
I said rare. spit on the waiter. We had nothing to do with it. Yeah. He just took your order and brought you the food.
Is that, you think that's what he does?
You throw your, where's my bread? Throw your shit across the room and spit on them when they go to get it. I just don't see how that equivalent, I just don't see how it works out in regular living.
That doesn't translate well.
Let's play a song.
All right. This is After Death Alone playing the song Marching Homewards. That was Marching Homewards by After Death Alone. Song was originally by Summoning. After Death Alone is from Greece, and they can be found at afterdeathalone.bandcamp.com.
Hell yeah. We played them before, Brennan.
Yeah.
A couple times, I think, actually. I think we played the from their last EP, I believe.
Yeah.
They have a new one coming out, and I think that's their first release off of it. So I am looking forward to hearing more of their stuff. I like the black metal.
Play all their shit.
Yes. Yep, they're pretty cool. Let's play another one.
All right. Next, we got a band called The Bree Face, and the song is Told You Once.
Sifting through the pages of the romance in my mind, trying to wet it out on the drama I might find. Repeatedly messed up, lost a simple line. But I said I'm sorry, million times. Keep doubting me, so I repeat. After a picture, just don't believe me when I say. Told you once, told you twice.
That was Told You Once by The Bree Face. They are out of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And they can be found at www.revsoul.com. R-E-V-S-O-U-L.
Right on. I thought you were going to say something else.
Nope, that's it.
The way you said it, like you were going to say one more thing. So talk about the assholes. Some things become clear for me. Like thinking about 6 Feet Under when we went and seen them those couple times. You saw them twice with me, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
And the first time we saw them, when it was jam packed, and we were up in the front row, and you punched that guy in the balls like 13 times. I remember someone climbing up on stage and turned around to the crowd and like stood there with his arms up like yeah, I'm on stage, and then was like about to jump into the crowd.
Sure.
But before he could, Chris Barnes ran over and just fucking like knocked the dude off the fucking stage. Like, I remember Chris Barnes like getting a drink of water, I'm pretty sure, like by the drums, and he like turned around halfway and seen the guy standing with his arms up, and he just charged him and just rammed his fucking shoulders into him and knocked him off the stage. The kid didn't even see it coming. It's like, what are you gonna fucking do that? You know what I mean? Now that I kind of thought, wow, that was a dick move back then. But now it's like all becoming clear.
Yeah.
Like you start reading all this shit, and I'm like, that dude's just an asshole. And then the second time we saw them, he was bitching. There was nobody even there that night.
Yeah, okay.
That's when we just sat at that table, and we sat off to the side of the stage, and there was, like, nobody in the place. Maybe we got up and watched them. I don't remember. But there was nobody there.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even move the tables out from the floor.
Yeah.
And he was bitching about MASH being on TV.
Yeah. I don't think I was at that one, was I?
Yeah, yeah. I've only seen him twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, turn this shit off. I hate the show. You know, they had TVs going on at the bar.
Like, were there more people watching the show than him?
Maybe that's what he was mad. Maybe there was like 10 people at the bar and they were watching it, and the five people in front of the stage.
Fucking turn that shit off.
They're all dicks.
Well,
we're trying to pick the top 10.
I've been trying to figure out the, is it Rob Flynn? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's much of an asshole, but it seems like he's pretty opinionated.
Really?
Seems like anything time something's going on in the metal world, he's got to step in and say his fucking opinion. And I'm always just like, shut up. Jesus Christ.
I don't know why I just don't care about other people's opinions.
I don't either.
I feel like I'm just so bombarded by opinions. That's like, I go to a show, and it's like, fuck, I got to listen to you now?
Right.
Talk about what you think about politics and bullshit.
Right.
Like, God, no. Oh, I hate that.
Right.
I hate it. Yeah. I don't even care if their opinions are in line with mine.
Exactly.
I don't even care.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
That's not why I'm here, man.
And my buddy Bill is that way for the longest time. Like, I remember, we'd be talking about, like Pirates of the Caribbean. When that first came out, Johnny Depp. I'm like, have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean? He's like, fuck that. I won't watch anything with Johnny Depp in it. I'm like, why? Because he fucking moved to France. He's like, he doesn't like our country. Fuck him. I'm not going to watch his movies. And I'm like, dude, who cares? And I was like, I don't listen to anything they say. Like, actors, music. Because if I know you as a person, I'm probably not going to like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In general?
In general. Anyone. Yeah. In general. And it's going to be like, I'd rather just not know.
Yeah.
But then now years later, Bill's like, he admitted to me, he said, he's like, Johnny Depp was right. And he's like, our country's so fucked up. He's like, I want to leave. I'm like, see?
You're just mad to have the money.
Now go watch the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Your friend's just mad to have the money to move to France.
But it's like, you know, to me, it's like, whatever. I don't care. You want to leave, whatever. Yeah. But it's like, when I try not to look at it. And I've said that to your brother, Brennan.
No.
Damien, we've had conversations. I posted something about cattle decapitation one time, played a song, and Damien was like, oh, I can't remember how he said it. He said something along the lines of, I wish I could listen to them, but I don't agree with their political views, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, dude, if I paid attention to every band's political views that I listen to, I probably wouldn't listen to half the shit that I do.
Right.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
And he's like, what did he say? He goes, he's like, well, that's probably why you're married and I'm not. Yeah. You know, I mean, everybody's allowed to have their opinion.
Sure.
And he's right. If you read Cattle Decapitation's lyrics, they're all like vegans and stuff. Yeah. Well, guess what? I eat fucking meat. They wouldn't like me because I'm out fucking deer hunting. Yeah. I'm in a tree stand blowing a fucking deer away. I'm out there with my hands in its fucking guts, throwing it all over the place. And I eat it. They don't agree with that whatsoever. But you know what? In the realization, I bet they still want me as a fan because they don't mind when I'm throwing money their way to buy their shirts or buy their records. In the grand scheme of things, they're probably like, they probably don't want to know my personal opinion.
Then why do you think they want to share theirs? Like, what's the difference between, because I feel the same way, like, no one cares what I think. I'm pretty sure no one cares what I think. But then these people, they get up on stage and it's like,
I think it all comes down to just the punk rock thing to do. I mean, when punk first came out, it was a big political, I think they sang a lot. It's a lot of political stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Not all of it, but a lot of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And metal, we all, like I said, punk, hardcore, metal, it's all fucking practically the same thing. Yeah. Everybody borrows something from one of the other genres. And it's fine if they were going to be political. And there's, like I said, I listen to Cattle Decapitation. It's political. They talk about, they don't like torturing animals and all this shit, and that's the name of where they derive the name from, Cattle Decapitation. But it's fine. I don't care. You know why I listen to it? Because the vocals are brutal as fuck, and the music's brutal as fuck.
Yeah.
Don't care what they're singing about. Even though they are trying to push their beliefs out there, I don't care. I don't look into it. And when I see them live, or at least when I've seen them live, they don't preach about it up there. They play their songs like any other band. They're not up there giving me a fucking speech in between, which I've seen before. And I've quit listening to bands because of that.
That's what I hate. If you're a band, you have songs that have a political view and this and that, then whatever. You're going to only appeal to
a very small percentage.
You know what I mean?
A very small percentage.
But if you're just some random band that whoever, you know, that doesn't really, isn't very political, and you start ranting on about shit, such a turnoff.
Right. I guess you're right. I guess it's worse when the band's not political lyrically.
Right.
Or
then they just feel the need to go into
it. Right.
I think that's the worst.
That is worse. Because like at least if you know what you're getting into.
Like you expect it for him to say something, you'd be like, well, yeah, I could listen to all the songs.
You know? If I go to a cattle show, I expect him to say something about it, which he didn't. But if he would, like, oh, it's cattle capitation. I know I'm here to see them. They're probably going to say that stuff. But so, I got to admit, though, I do like some of their shirts. Like, they have, which I agree with, they had, like, the Four Horsemen on there. But it's Colonel Sanders, Ronald McDonald, Jack in the Box guy, and...
The Burger King?
The Burger King, that's it. And they're on the horses. It's the Four Horsemen. Which, they're putting it on there because, probably because of the way they slaughter animals. Right. I look at it as they are fucking the Four Horsemen because they are killing this fucking country with their shit food that everybody's eating.
Right, right.
So I can kind of, they like it for one reason, I like it for another. But, you know, but it's whatever. But it is worse. If I go to see, it'd be like me going to see Cannibal Corpse and they were like, fuck the government. And I'd be like, what? What are you talking about? Sing about cutting a hole in somebody and fucking them. That's what you sing about. Don't give me your fucking political views.
So does anyone go to what was the band saying?
What's that? Cattle Capitation?
Yeah, does anyone go to their shows and like throw like dead animals on stage? No. I think we should start that.
Start that. Fuck.
Just dead squirrels.
Be PETA. Oh wait, no, they're for PETA. Fuck. Yeah, throw dead squirrels at them. Like, I don't know.
The liver from your deer you shot. You know.
Just bring it up there and before. Slap them in the face with it.
Yeah. You know they throw, like, what they throw in the ice at hockey games? They throw an octopus.
They throw octopus out that. on the ice.
The hell? Why?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
What is the reason for that, though? Do you remember? Or what has to happen for people to throw an octopus out there?
I think it only happens in postseason. It's only a certain team. And I don't follow hockey at all. And I don't remember. That's basically all it is. If a certain team makes it into postseason, it's like
something has to happen during the game, I think, doesn't it? For them to throw it out? I don't know. It's pretty gross. So you see the ref running around there picking up dead fucking octopus.
I was like, where the fuck do you get an octopus?
How do you get it in there? What do you do with it? I don't know. Stick it up your ass and then it just slides out in the toilet?
They do like going to small places.
Yeah, they do. They cram in there. Maybe they're alive. Maybe they start off alive.
Some of them are big as fuck, dude. They're like 6 feet long. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell?
I guess you just jam them in a Ziploc bag, roll it up, and put it in your pocket.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if the guy got in trouble for it, but, you know, there's a guy that comes out and cleans it up, you know?
Yeah.
He picked it up with his hand by one of its tentacles and swung it around his head like a lasso. How disgusting.
That's gross. Yeah, I'm sure he got in trouble for that. I guess for me with the political, as far as when people are being it, like, I guess that's not a big deal if you're a political band, because then people know what they're getting into when they're listening.
Yeah, they're listening because they like it. They want to hear that shit.
But I'm this way with mostly everybody anyways. I really don't care about your political views. I don't have any.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
The thing for me is you get so inundated with shit on the internet and TV and just
everyone. Here's the deal.
People.
Everybody picks a side. There's always a side. I'm Democrat. I'm Republican. I'm this. I'm that. Well, guess what? The government wants to keep everybody divided.
Yeah.
So it's divide and conquer. They keep us divided. They run the show. Everybody's united. They ain't got shit to run because we don't fucking need them. And the majority of the people on this planet are too stupid to realize that. It'll never change. So you can pick your side and say your side's best. When it comes down to it, you're just falling into their hands. They want everybody to hate everybody so they can regulate. They can come in and control because we're too stupid and fighting amongst each other to turn around and look at them and be like, what the fuck is going on? Why is our country being run this way?
You just got way too political for me now.
I'm just saying.
I can't fucking.
Yeah, because I'm just saying. That's why that's why I ignore it. I just stay the fuck out of it. People are like, this is going on. I don't even know what's going on. Did
you hear this?
Did you hear what Trump said? No. I don't watch the fucking news. It's all bullshit. What was I doing? I was watching Rick and Morty. That's what I was fucking doing.
I was at work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. I was at work all day.
Not looking at my phone.
Yeah. Nah, I do look at my phone.
All right. Enough of this bullshit.
Okay.
Now I'm getting pissed off at myself.
All right. Let's listen to Sins and Lies by the band Extinction of Morality.
Judgment!
was Sins and Lies by Extinction of Morality. They are from the Philippines, and they can be found at extinctionofmorality.bandcamp.com.
Right on.
Awesome.
So I'm going to backpedal one thing here real quick. I know Travis doesn't want me to. He's rolling his eyes.
I'm ready to move on.
Since we were talking politics. No, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know a single thing about politics. That's how much I hate it. So if anybody were to try to argue with me about any side, I have no argument because I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I was about ready for you to say, I hate Christians too. Let me make one thing clear.
I hate Christians. No, I was just going to say, so if anybody feels like they want to argue with me in politics, you won already. Yeah. You have no rebuttal because that's how much I hate it.
Yeah.
Be like, it'd be like trying to argue that country music is better than what I listen to. I have no argument because I hate it so much I don't listen to it.
You have no clue.
I have no clue. You'd be like, so-and-so is better because of this. I'd be like, I don't even know who you're talking about. I can't even, here's how much it is. I can't even tell you who the fuck our vice president is. Because I don't give a fuck. Don't care.
Yeah.
Just what I'm saying. Don't care. That's all I have. I know nothing on the subject matter. I've been that way my whole life. Doesn't interest me. Doesn't interest me. I don't fucking care.
As long as we got our guns.
That. Yes. As long as I have my fucking guns, I'm fine. God damn it. How am I supposed to fucking go outside and shoot guns off in the air just randomly because it's my goddamn right to?
Moving on.
Nah, okay, I don't do that. I'm actually a...
Only on the holidays.
Yeah, just on New Year's. Remember when people used to do that? I mean, I guess people probably still do that. My neighbor used to do that when I was a kid. Fucker would go outside and shoot his revolver off in the air in a fucking neighborhood. I lived in Belleville. I wasn't in the fucking country.
I told you I worked with a guy who said, you know, I was like, how was your New Year's? And he's going on talking about it. He's like, yeah, shoot my gun off in the air. I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong with you?
You can't do that.
I was talking to him a few days later, and he's talking about going to his nephew's birthday. I was like, you shoot your gun off in the air? He's looking at me like, why the fuck would I do that?
Well, apparently we thought when you celebrate it, you shoot guns off. No, that is the worst thing, because that fucking bullet is going up, and it's going to come down just as hard, because you're shooting it at an angle. You ain't shooting it straight up.
Yeah.
You're not shooting. Doesn't matter if you're like this. The odds of you being straight up and down, or it's not happening. So that bullet is fucking going, and it's going to hit some fucking poor kid playing his fucking yard.
It's going to at least hurt. Even if you shot
well, it can kill you
straight up. Well, when it comes up, it's proven. I saw it on Mythbusters.
Oh, yeah, if it goes straight up.
If it comes down, it just tumbles down.
Right.
It's still going to hurt like a bitch.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But the odds of you being straight up and down are very fucking slim. Because you have to be in the perfect...
Yeah,
and when you fire, think about it. But think about when you fire a gun straight at a target. You can't keep your hand straight to shoot it because if you could, everybody would be a fucking expert shooter. Even if you think you're straight on, when you fire, that gun's kicking.
That's why they don't let you have rifles over here in Illinois.
I know, because that fucking shit, we're flatlanders. That shit will go for miles.
Yeah.
Some asshole will be cutting his grass, and all of a sudden you look over, he's on the ground because a bullet hit him in the head. Because there was nothing there to stop it.
Do you remember that story, that lady watching a Cardinals baseball game in the stadium?
Just recently.
It got shot.
She got shot from
like a stray bullet outside of the stadium.
Went up and over the fucking stadium and came in and hit her in the fucking leg. Only in St. Louis.
Do you think she noticed it right away? Do you think she thought it was like a bug?
No, I think she just thought something bitter because she was like, ah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And she looked down and there's a slug laying there.
God, could you imagine?
She's like, what the fuck? Think about standing on outside, how high the walls are to Busch Stadium.
Right.
So that bullet.
Oh, it was probably like a quarter mile away. You
came
know what
up
I mean?
And over. Yeah. At the right, just.
And just got.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
Do they figure out where it came from?
Oh, hell no.
Oh,
they can't.
That's next impossible.
I mean, like the trajectory, even like what.
Well, I'm sure they could tell which way from depending on where she was sitting.
I mean, we already know it came from North St. Louis. Where North St. Louis? Who knows? Could have been anywhere.
Was were somebody in a shootout and someone was like, you know, kicked up, or was somebody doing that? Like, happy birthday! Bow! And shot it off in the air. And now some poor asshole in fucking the stadium got nailed in the leg. I mean, it didn't,
a hot dog.
They were bleeding, but it didn't like penetrate. It didn't. It bounced off and hit the ground.
I'm sure it hurt.
Oh, I'm sure it fucking hurt like hell. I'm sure it stung.
I'm sure it ended her day.
I bet it was hot. I wonder if it was still hot.
Do you think she stayed for the whole game?
Oh, I'm sure they gave her free tickets. Come back, shot your fucking again. Stadium.
You try and sue him for it.
Right. I'm suing you. You have nothing to do with that. Shut up and give me free tickets.
Just give me some season tickets.
Yeah, just give me some season tickets and I won't fucking tell anybody.
Down the club seats.
Please. Yeah, I want the club seats. No, but it's just it's the way it is. Let's play something, Brennan.
Let's play something by Truth Assassin. Let's play a couple songs, On Fire and Down in Charlottesville. Just heard the songs On Fire and Down in Charlottesville by the band Truth Assassin. They're out of Washington, D.C., and they can be found at truthassassin.bandcamp.com.
Right on. He asked me to play both those songs back to back. Said they were the way they were
strung together.
Strung together. So I was like, yeah, no problem. Send them through. We'll do it.
Yeah. Sweet.
Let's, this next band's a good one. Let's do it.
This next band is called Twin Giant, and the song is called Throttled.
Fucking fair.
That was Throttled by Twin Giant. They're out of Phoenix, Arizona, and they can be found at twingiant.bandcamp.com.
Right on. Let's move along to the next one.
Next band is Ben Blutzuker playing the song Stab.
I think that's how it's pronounced.
Playing the song Stab by Stab.
That was Ben Blutzuker. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Okay. Ben Bloodsucker, Stab by Stab. They're from Germany. And you can find them at facebook.com/Ben Bloodsucker, which is BLUTZUKKER. Yes, Smitty had to do this because Brendan, he revolted and walked out of the room. But he's back now, so.
I'm back.
Okay.
All right.
All right. This next band we got.
Isolated Antagonist.
Yes. In their little the promotional packet that I got for this band, they mentioned that the old bassist from Fear Factory, Chris Wolbers? Wolbers?
Yep.
I'm not going to even pretend like I can pronounce the middle name. I don't know if it's just old or oldie or...
I've been saying olds in my head.
Old, yeah, so I don't know. But apparently they hired him to do the low-end bass on this, their upcoming record, which I believe, which means it's on, I think this is the first single off of it, which...
The name of this song is Wages for Slaves. We'll be right back. That was Wages for Slaves by Isolated Antagonist. They're out of Massachusetts, and they can be found at isolatedantagonist.bandcamp.com.
Think we'll ever get a Fear Factory reunion? Like with the actual original members?
With four? Like, yeah. That could happen.
Think it could happen?
Yeah.
I feel like it could happen. Because it wasn't at all, weren't they all pissed off at Dino?
Is that who it was?
Yeah. Like when he came back in, there were the guitar or the bassist and
bassist
drummer were like, fuck you, we're out of here.
Yeah.
But now they're not really doing anything. They came out with a band that was decent. But they only put out one record, then that dissolved.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
What was it over? What were they pissed to begin with?
Well, I think Dino was...
An asshole.
Yeah. I think he was the problem when the band broke up originally. Yeah. And then they got back together without him. And that's when they brought in the bassist for Strapping Young Lad.
Yeah, okay.
And, wasn't he the bassist in 3 Inches of Blood as well?
Oh, really? Yeah.
He was towards the end of their career, at least. I don't know if he was an original member or not. But regardless, he came in, and then their bassist took over on guitar.
Okay, yeah.
And that was Fear Factory. But then they brought Dino back in, or him and Burton made up, and then Dino came back in, and the other two exited.
Okay.
And then they haven't really had steady members since then. I think, but I've always wondered, it's like, get over your shit and get back together.
Yeah.
Quit crying. Coming up to the last song here. I guess before I get into that, I'm going to let people know. In December, the two episodes we released, we're going to be doing the top 13 bands that we've played throughout the year. Of our favorites. Of our personal favorites. So, if your band doesn't make the cut, it doesn't really mean anything. It means absolutely nothing. Because we played lots of bands. So... So at some point, the three of us have to sit down and go through these bands and pick who we thought our personal favorites were. We're going to pick 13, so we'll break it up into two episodes, and just to be a recap for the year, pretty much. And then we'll be back at it the first of the year, bringing you back new music from artists. Plus, it'll give us time to start stockpiling for the new year. Yeah. We got some plans. We got some shit we want to do next year, so...
Big plans.
Big. Huge. Plans. We're going to make so much money off all these bands.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going to be millionaires.
Millionaires. Oh, dude, it's going to be awesome. Everybody, we're going to charge everybody from here on out.
Fuck them over.
Every band's going to have to pay us $100 to play their song. Right. And if we decide to play you again, you're going to just have to pay us again. Yeah. Regardless if you want to or not.
We're going to charge for the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to charge for the podcast.
$10 an episode.
An episode?
Yeah.
I was going to do a subscription.
No.
Episode. I was gonna do a subscription. $20 a month.
Yes.
That's fair.
I wasn't. Because
then we just get their
fair.
Money if they're listening or not.
I just want
to
get rich.
And we're gonna be like a local gym to where when you try to cancel, we just still take money out of your account.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be a real pain in the ass for you to cancel.
We told you that we canceled it, but we didn't.
But we didn't. Yeah. You're right. Because we'll figure we'll get away with that for a few months before you catch on. So but that's pretty much the goals.
Thing. Yeah.
No,
but well, that's happening next year.
Yeah, no, that's next year. No, honestly, we've been working on goals for us and what we want to accomplish with the show and this and that. So it's time to step up our game. So we're gonna be working on some shit next year. So we're looking forward to it. Looking forward to playing our top 13, and that'll be that. So. We'll see you in a couple weeks. You can find us, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Empathica Radio. We are on Instagram at Empathica Radio, or you can find me on Instagram at Empathica Smitty. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play Music. Podbean is our hosting site. You can go to podbean.com, type our name in, you'll find us, or you can download their free app and follow us there. I think that's it. Oh, if you are unsigned independent band, metal, hardcore, punk, aggressive is what we're looking for, you can submit your band to empathicradio@gmail.com. We offer 100% free promotion. That's all we want. So Let's end it.
Let's play Raccoon City Massacre, a band out of New Orleans, Louisiana. They can be found at raccooncitymassacre.bandcamp.com, and the name of the song is Game Over.